Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. Coming up on 7:40, it's the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.
That will be one of the subjects, and I think we'll make that first on our list because we have to end our country of what's happening with respect to that subject.
President Trump meeting with the nation's governors, saying the school shooting in Parkland and gun violence in general is going to top the agenda for that meeting today, with Congress attorney as well. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Is there much of an appetite for action? And if so, what action on guns?
Well, as far as Congress is concerned, probably not a whole lot. And they also have the DACA deadline looming, so another thing on their plate. But, of course, they have heard from their constituents. For example, Marco Rubio in Florida certainly has gotten an earful about gun control. But as far as whether or not action will happen on the Hill, that's probably not likely in the immediate offing. You'll probably see a lot of discussion about DACA. But as you mentioned, the president meeting today with the nation's governors, they're here for their annual winter meeting. He says he'll talk about it, but the president really hasn't been very specific in any kind of plans. One thing he has, or proposals, one thing he's put forward is raising the minimum age to buy certain weaponry. But other than that, and expanded background checks, but other than that, no real specific proposals.
There's also been some talk, at least, about teachers carrying concealed weapons, but a lot of those issues are more state issues instead of federal issues, yeah?
That's right. They would have to decide on a state level. And a lot of teachers are saying they don't really want to have to do that. The president said he wants people who are gun adept. I mean, we see the security guard that didn't act in the moments after during the shooting. So that's definitely a controversial proposal as well. And as you mentioned, something left to the state.
We'll be listening for your updates from D.C. throughout the day. Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Our Washington insider Jamie Dupree says he does not sense any groundswell of change on the issue of guns in the Congress. We'll see how the storyline plays through the week, and Jamie will keep you plugged into the latest machinations in his blog updates at WOKV.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.